Now compare what he did right at the beginning of his instructions. He's making it very clear. That devotional service, nine processes of devotional service, this is the perfection. Yes, he will continue to describe the makeup of the material world, how to control the senses, how we're moving from this body to the next body. So many things he will describe. But all of these things, all of this knowledge will not amount to pure Krishna consciousness. It will help us to become free from the attachment of his body. It will help us come to the platform of understanding that the only way we can become Krishna conscious is by association with Vaishnavas, by joining with Vaishnavas in the glorification of Krishna. But we heard this right at the beginning. So the right person, he will think, oh, why do I need to waste my time? With all these other things. We simply endeavor immediately to be constantly in association with Vaishnava, constantly hearing and chanting. These nine processes, they go on in every way of life. Everyone is hearing and chanting something, worshipping someone or the other, remembering someone or the other. It's not something new. It's not something strange. It's a natural activity. Somebody is surrendering to somebody. But only with the result of death. Now we can perform those same activities at the Krishna's center and in the association with Vaishnavas. Then Amrit, entire existence will be Amrit. So the Prabhupada describes that the material body and mind will simply dissolve into a transcendental. Not a separate endeavor. Our own business is to try to remain absorbed in remembrance. We may take on austerities, we may do so many different things to help control the senses. It's all very nice, but it's not perfection. Perfection is the way we can chant the name of Krishna. The way we can hear the glories of Krishna. The way we can remember Krishna. So what we're doing here right at the beginning is pointing out this. And then gave a hoodie very kindly for the sake of the conditioned souls, who just for some reason or another cannot dovetail their propensity to always be talking, always be hearing, always be worshipping someone or the other. They feel that, well, there must be something more, there must be something else, must be great austerity, lots of fasting, lots of this and that. And I'll be able to change this. Raghunathdas Goswami is considered the example of perfect austerity. But he never went for any practice. Simply absorbed himself more and more. Remember Krishna. He didn't try fasting 1 day or fasting 5 days to give up food and water. So I'm not officially controlled mind. I simply increased his remembrance of Krishna until it reached the point that he couldn't remember to take care of his body. It was on a transcendental platform, no more relationship with his body. There was a servant who had to remind him every day, oh, my life, he's taking care of the body now. And he came to God. 200 grams of bread. It's not something that you can maintain artificially by reducing our food, reducing our sleep. The one does, you do it for a week, you do it for a month, you do it for 10 years, and then everything will break down. Because there's no method there. There is no unwitting. There's no life. There's no lust. There's no taste. But if you can slow it down to the platform, always remembering Krishna and never forgetting Krishna. Starting by chanting Hare Krishna once, entering into the association of Vaishnavas, increasing our hearing, chanting, taking Vishad, and all of the other activities of devotional service. Increasing and increasing and increasing. And no more material. No more asat. The business will be over. We'll again return to our constitutional position as internal servant. Simply by studying these books, yes, one will gain plenty of knowledge. But devotion, I do not come about. Not pureness. That will only come about when we do the same activity in the association with Vaishnavas. Our life will simply be by ourselves, with our mind, with our false intellect, trying to speculate about the deep meaning. Incidentally, living entity has no independence. To put the soul to Krishna or any content to be enjoyed, rich. Depending on Krishna. If he wants to be separate from Krishna and try to imitate Krishna, still he has to depend on Krishna. Further, to provide the light, to provide the water, and for us to try and enjoy. We can take up our constitutional position as servants of Krishna. And be Krishna. Never have to undergo death again. In other words, a fearless situation. One more told to Papa, I'm not frightened of death, Papa. Papa said, that's because you're a fool. Living entity is eternal. Great concept of death is faithfulness in some fire. It's all natural. The Prabhupada gives us this unique opportunity to associate together. Return to our consciousness. Not for any other purpose. But bringing more and more persons into that same activity. Return to our constitutional position, which a Christian does. So, that is what we have to try for. We have to try to learn to associate. Association in challenge of universalism. It doesn't mean arguing all the different aspects of philosophy, presenting our own understanding. But it means to know about this teaching. From no humble, and we pray to grasp no tolerance of the truth. And most importantly of all, we hold up the vital sense of this presence. And I believe this was prestige. We have a wonderful prestige. As an intuition to us. The dear servant of Krishna, the dear friend of Krishna, the dear mother of Krishna. This is a real prestige. We don't need this false prestige. But until we can give it up, we become more humble. And more tolerant than a good child in the sight of birth and death. We may go up into heavenly planets or high or down. We may be born amongst the bodies again until the world and continue to try to practice devotional service. But the perfection of life is not to practice devotional service. Is to perform in the true sense. Association of Christians. How many easy it is, and yet, because of our offenses, stemming from unlimited time, we cannot develop a taste. Always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Always remembering Krishna, hearing about his pastimes, worshipping the deity, singing his glories. We know very well how to glorify ourselves, how to glorify those who we're attached to in different ways. We know very well how to remember everything in the material world. And now we have to give up that attachment to the school. Give up the payment of it. And seek out the good man. Not in isolation, but in association with those devotees who have a taste. From them, we will be giving that taste. It's reflected from heart to heart. Even a normal body, not practicing any of the rules and regulations, comes into contact with the Vaishnavas. He also starts displaying symptoms of dancing and chanting. Simply the reflection coming from the heart of Vaishnavas. But because he can't develop his offensive mentality, his bad habits, and as soon as he goes out of association with Vaishnavas, he really gives up those intentions. So I have to stay in that sunlight. To stay in that association, and that reflection will enter deeper and deeper and deeper into the heart, into all the darkness, all the filth. My heart lights up in bliss of Christian faith. There's no difficult process. Just like stubborn donkeys, mules, they don't want to drink me. How much their reason will pull. The blood of Galilee and Judah rubbish. Performance and material existence. So yes, this is verse 30. This is the detachment. Detach ourselves from the material. Detach ourselves to the association with Vaishnavas. Everything else will take place by itself, just as the morning twilight slowly lights up the entire world. It comes brighter and brighter until there's no darkness left. It's happening by the magic of the sun, not by the endeavor by ourselves. In the same way, the awakening of Krishna consciousness will take place by entering deeper and deeper into the association with Vaishnavas. And as long as we feel that I'm powerful enough to attain mission by myself, I will remain in the mission. Krishna means his devotees. Krishna is always with us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
In the translation there, say about real devotion and devotional service. So what was the difference between those?
The service and real devotion and devotional service between devotion is the movement. And devotional service is the activity. So both have to be there, the mood and the activity. We start by performing the activities that we know proper mood. Because mood is not something we can simply read about or hear about. But we have to invite that mood in those who have. Once the mood is added to our emotional activities, then pure emotional service will come about. More comments? Yes, Mr. Bass. Yes and no. Liberation is a relative thing. Full liberation is to enter into the eternal abode of Goloka. Anything less than that is not full liberation, all the way back into a Goloka, but still liberated. Also, one who is in deep darkness and comes up to passion is liberated from that darkness. Comes up to goodness, is liberated from the passion and ignorance. And he enters into deeper modes of goodness, then more liberation. So to that degree devotion is being performed more and more pure. But yes, until we can attain the topmost situation, then pure devotion and service cannot exist. Even in the spiritual world, some degree of motivation
which is only not seen in the activities of the Vrijabhasis. And even that can be divided further. But the Lord is very merciful, the pure devotee is very merciful. Any attempt to perform an activity to please Krishna or to please his devotees is accepted. Bhakti Sukriti. It is devotion because it will produce more devotion rather than producing rebirth. But the surrender has to continue deeper and deeper and deeper. Ultimately, if we ever say we attained perfection, because perfection means totally satisfied Krishna, and Krishna is never totally satisfied. There's always that part, very asking, very needy for more and more. But as long as that needy is there within us, everyone is satisfied with Jesus, then we will be going further in that direction. We don't have to worry about how the liberation will take place. All the material, all the asset will simply dissolve. Not something that we have to take care of. We simply have to worry about becoming dependent on the mercy of Krishna. Becoming needy for more and more mercy. Very easy to see the difference in different levels of devotees right from the beginning of the milk right up to the topmost level of Mahababa is that those who are still somewhat less than complete were always wondering, what is there for you? Did I take my food from? Did I take the milk? Will I attain the association with Krishna? But in fact, there's no fruit like that. What is that for me? Doesn't come into their consciousness. Simply how to satisfy Krishna. And this is what the Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to give. It is giving. Comes that doctrine of the Jesus. Yes.
You mentioned about the fear of the disciples. The soul. Sometimes it's like a mind rising, mind looking into
the
mind.
Yes, sir. When you talk to service, and one is serving the body, so the body has need to use something in the world to service. And then they have, they can learn to render that service, to provide that, whatever it may be. But you don't even have to worry about, you know, sometimes you're anxious to develop some material quality or other, how to manage better, which is not necessary. Everything will come from within. As far as dissolving is concerned, if we need to look in our own experience, that at some time you were attached to something very close, now that attachment is not there anymore, because it dissolved away. Previously, we were completely attached to the form of certain activities. Now it dissolved away. And slowly, everything is just dissolved away. No longer the mind is the true desire of separation. The personality of Bhakti and some of the things, yes, they're anxious to learn what to serve, but the devotee never tells them he's humiliated. No, they see the devotee endeavoring to serve Krishna and then attempt to help. We think no one having come through our bodies, servants and Mr. Prabhupada's and Mukti, Mukti, Jnana, they will be my servants. Otherwise, I come in completely circle back to Jesus. As we got that, they want to serve me. They want to serve Krishna. And they see that this person is satisfied with Krishna. So I can satisfy Krishna by serving. So what are the prophecies? In the spiritual world, they're all assisting the world. In the
spiritual
world. Is that Swami
defines
prema
as a desire to satisfy Krishna's senses?
The desire to?
Satisfy Krishna's senses. Swami says, in the Vidhi Sandarbha, defines prema in a slightly different way than Krishna is going after as well. He says here that when there's all reasons for a relationship to break, and the relationship is not broken with Krishna, that is prema. So can you elaborate on that?
No, the Guru Swami gives this in to us in this in the test of love is that even though one has every reason to break the relationship, he doesn't give up the relationship. So this is no new thing too. Krishna has copyrighted his interpretation. The one is totally attached to the person, but it doesn't matter. The embracement or entertainment. It speaks about Bhagavad Gita, about Shiva, and Mahatma, and Buddha. This is You see the affections we see in the material world. Child is misbehaving, there's all kinds of nonsense, but mother doesn't reject. Somebody has a mother, male, female, they're doing all kinds of nonsense and don't give up their association. The information is there within the heart. We want that situation. We suddenly see something, no matter what they do. We have to learn how to direct ourselves to where they can really bear fruit. But if we simply sit around thinking, well, how do I come to that platform? We want to come to that platform. But if we engage deeper and deeper in emotional service, then we enter deeper and deeper. And automatically go come to that meaning of the emotional source. But we are tackling this Krishna Sangha says, for a real man is willing just to accept. Everything is new to him, just accept success. But a man of heart is already on the platform of acceptance. The Madhyamaka is waiting in vain for Krishna. There's no question. All that misguided. This is the very thing which makes it difficult for surrender. So we have to be very careful of how much we study, of
how much knowledge you try to take on that you cannot be used. If you can emphasize the emotional service, fine. But it can't then just make us always in question, no, always studying the world, it doesn't seem to me so bad, because I will not. We will not have the roots, we seem to see the external. Won't be able to see me. Who could understand the activities of people like Kala, Krishna Das, and others who perform all kinds of trying to get things in materials of nature. But if we're on the back, we'll be able to see the moon. Necessary study, teachings of each other. Not necessarily become so overwhelmed with them that they can't practice emotional service anymore. So if we understand something in actuality, then we're ready for that. If we don't, we should read further. We should seek out the Vaishnavas and get proper recognition. So it becomes a realization. Not just long moments. When you are in the world, you are going to be the world that you are going to be the bypass. 26 chapters, I don't know how many slopes, which is 3,000 slopes. And right now, it's even written, thinking, you can still remember what Krishna is doing all the time today in his time. But he has no room. We still have to go together. Your knowledge comes from the wind, the hearts of the people who are in service. Nobody has more money than we love. And yet, the bus is simply considering the foolish child. If you have no idea who Krishna is, if all your knowledge describes so many things, you have no idea. If this person is not surprised, it must not be. Knowledge is there, yes, but if it's not supported by the moon, then it's a news. This goes forward in the emotional service very slowly and steadily. And actually, see for ourselves that we're moving the Krishna more and more. That's how we're going to become. One month, we're going to give me a profitable service. Shri Mataji.